我是1970年出生在中国。
I was born in 1970 in Dalian City in the Liaoning province in the northern part of China. Dalian is a beautiful city. It has three sides surrounded by mountains and one side to the sea. And it's a seaside city. It's famous for its being beautiful and good weather. In China at that time, all children start at primary school about 7 years old. And I had all the education in China and I was qualified as a nurse. And before I came here, I was a senior nurse.
In China, we have very different, you know, the medicine system from here. So as a nurses in China, we all call the general nurse. You probably work in the medical, like medicine world or surgical world or pediatric or gynecologic. I almost work all the area in the hospital. To be honest, I'm the big change. I'm the first time I come to Dublin in 2005, not the directly to Northern Ireland. I arrived in Dublin the 8th April 2005, and the more here, arrived here 30th December at about 6:30 p.m. 2009. Apply for the working visa from Dublin to the UK. But you know, the employer was here, so I have move over here. If the employer in England or Scotland, I probably go, you know, fly there. Or to be honest, when I was in Dublin, I thought that culture or, you know, tradition is the same as because of the same Ireland and the same people. From the ancient, from the root, but when I come over here, oh my god, that's totally different. 这我用中文说吧，因为我来的第一天就能感觉到那个什么，就是。
From the first day I arrived in Northern Ireland, and that was the last day of 2009, and the first day I went into work in that nursing home, didn't feel really good.It felt like they were looking at me in a different way and as if they don't trust me at all. And I didn't feel that in Dublin. But strangely, I felt that from the very first day I arrived here. Within the nursing home, other workers, the local workers, this is a very tightly knit community.
I can't say that's called a bullying, but most time they just put me in the very heavy duty area all the time.
The reason they explained to me they fired me was because I was being investigated by the police and it's probably pending prosecution, but nobody ever came to tell me that there's a case against me with the police. The situation's got so bad, she actually had tried to commit suicide.
I'm feeling so down and worried all the time. The only strength I have to carry on is my children. Other than that, I can't find any reason to stay on this world.
Life is really hard. I don't have a job and my husband and me are separated. We're going through divorce. And I'm living with my son on my own. It's, even sometimes you want to do something yourself, you don't even know what to do with the child. Nobody is there to look after him for me.